I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, they are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, March 5th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined as always by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville.
Happy Thursday of the open lines to everybody.
And Jason Bishop's
Mike
here.
Mike Olt, my favorite former third baseman.
I don't know who that person is.
It is open line Thursday.
Do some research.
If you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. Caps lose again last night to the Flyers. I think they've lost three in a row to the Flyers as the Flyers are ascending. You certainly can chime in on that, wondering where you're at with this Caps team. We will talk to Alan May, analyst for NBC Sports Washington, coming up at 8:20 today. So we will get Alan's take on the Caps, who certainly aren't red hot. Kind of stumbling, but we're still atop the division. You know, if you want to look at the big picture, they're in fine playoff standing. It's not like they're falling out of the playoff picture, but
just want them to be hot.
They're just not playing good hockey.
I don't think they can get hot the way they've been playing.
Let's get all this bad play out of the way. I'm going to try to take the opposite, the optimistic take.
Drop 6 of 10. The Flyers couldn't be hotter. I believe they've won 7 straight now.
Yeah.
Trail the Caps by just 1 in the Metro.
All right, put it this way. We've got two local teams here kind of swooning at the same time. You've got the Terps. You've got the Caps.
Yeah, but you're negative on the Terps.
I know. I was going to posit this question to you. Okay. Who do you think at the end of the day has a better chance to do something? The Caps or the Terps?
So not win a championship, just do something special.
Do something more impressive.
The Caps.
I think it's the Caps. That's why I'm more optimistic.
I think the Terps' shooting woes are going to doom them in one of the NCAA tournament games.
I think both teams are in a similar spot, though. Very good records. Some impressive wins, some hot streaks, both kind of swooning right now. I'm down on the Terps for whatever reason, but I still have confidence and optimism in the Caps.
I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm going to say the
really?
Terps. Yeah. I don't have much confidence in the Caps the way they've played the last 2 months.
I feel like
just my opinion.
I feel like the Terps are too flawed.
And here's
like
the other
said.
Thing. The Terps only have to win, to do something really special, 3 or 4 games in a tournament. The Caps
True.
Have to win a boatload.
Right. True. Well, I have to win a couple rounds.
Right.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say the Terps.
Here's why I go the Caps. Track record. I think they have the talent. For a while, they had the best record in hockey. The last couple of months, they've certainly been mediocre. But in 7-game series, you don't have to be dominant. You just have to win 4 out of 7. You have to be slightly above 500. If they can play slightly above 500.
They haven't been that in the last month and a half.
But if they can play slightly above 500 in the playoffs, and maybe the every other game thing helps, and Holtby gets hot in the playoffs. I understand there's a lot of ifs. With the Terps, I agree with Cakes. They have a fatal flaw, and if you just lose one game, you're out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's going to catch up to them.
I agree. I mean, I don't want to think that way. I'm rooting for them. Maybe
but
they
I wouldn't
can make
bet
a run.
On either to be champions.
Oh, you can't be confident about either
no,
one.
No, no,
at this
no.
Point.
They got
that.
Smoked by the Flyers in the end.
I'm
if you lose
that.
5-2,
they've
I was
been outscored
early.
By the Flyers the last 2 games, 12-4.
Right.
And if the NHL playoffs started today, a bit that I love,
and Holtby started both of those games, correct?
Believe
not
so.
Sure.
Well, he started last night.
Yes.
I think he was in net for the 7-2 drubbing. I think he was.
Yeah, because they pulled him and they put Samsey in. I think he gave up 2, but he gave up like 5 of those.
Caps current playoff matchups, Columbus, who they've struggled with this year. Now that obviously
what is that,
could
like a
change.
4-5 or 3-6? What is that?
They don't have the brackets.
They don't have the seedings.
Yeah, they don't have that out yet.
I'm guessing that's a 3-6. Boston's got 10 more points than the Caps. Tampa's got just one. So it's tight, man. You got Washington, Philly, and Pittsburgh all within 4 points. It's tight.
Yeah.
And there's 16 games left for the Caps.
Correct.
There's 16 for the Flyers. There's 17 for the Pens.
Look, they can get on a roll. There's still time to get hot, and you're still atop the Metro, even if it's a point. You're in first place. So if before the season started you said, here's where you're going to be, you'd probably say, I'll take it. It's just that they played so well before December, and then since then, January, February, and now the start of March, mediocre.
And it's also tilting that the Caps schedule was supposed to be pretty soft down the...
It was the second easiest, after the All-Star game,
right?
Second easiest in the league.
And not able to take advantage of that, which is a little bit distressing.
I'd like to know what their record is.
But hopefully, you know what it is, Jason? It's a bounce-back Thursday. Right back at it tonight against the Rangers on the road.
Now, we can't tell Lars or Todd that. We got to tell Alan that.
Yes, we can tell Alan.
Alan's not going to be happy today.
Well, Lars actually had a goal yesterday.
He did.
Had the first goal.
He had the first one.
He's
going to
have... early. I watched the game early, and... our guy, the new guy, Brendan Dillon, got into a little scrap.
He loves to fight. He loves to drop the gloves.
I saw Willie's fight. I enjoyed that one.
They gave up a goal promptly. I think it technically wasn't on the power play. It might have been like a couple seconds right after the power play, but I put that one on Brendan Dillon.
Well, remember what we said when they acquired him. Yeah. All right. He's physical. He's fifth in the league in penalty minutes.
Yeah.
And that's the reason right there.
Yeah. It wasn't even, I don't know if you saw the play, It wasn't even like a big scrap. It was one of those deals where the referee blew the whistle, and then Dillon kind of shoved his guy into the boards, clearly like a second or two after he got the roughing penalty.
You know, a lot of times the refs will let that go. I don't know why they're so aggressive there, but look, sometimes that happens. You're gonna have to spend your time in the box. It's what he does.
They got to figure it out.
Okay, yeah. I'm looking at our wager.
Okay,
right, we need 90.
You starting to get worried?
Well, we need 12 points in 16 games.
Okay. I think that's doable.
Of course
it's doable. If they start turning things around.
Yeah.
Now, if they go on an extended losing streak, we're going to be sweating it down,
the
stretch.
We just need to go 6-10.
I think
now, obviously, you have overtime losses. Yes. You get a point there. But let's just look at the wins and losses. 6-10.
How about we just go 10-6 and not have to sweat it?
10-6 would be great.
Let's do that.
I think you go 10-6.
Let's flip-flop those numbers.
I think you go 10-6, you win the division.
Yeah. Like it.
I mean, the Flyers can't keep this up. I wouldn't think.
I mean, they have to come back to earth at some point.
Look, they're trying to do something different because Tom Wilson apparently hadn't dropped the gloves since December, and he got in two fights.
Right.
So I wonder what Caps fans are thinking. If you're a Caps fan who watched the game last night, you can chime in on an Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. If you're searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, installed by experts to last Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
Toda, did you say that Willie got in two fights last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the one when I guess he had hit Giroux, and then his boy came up to defend him. Did you see that one, Cakes?
I did not.
It looked like the other guy torpedoed it at
MGM National Harbor.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a little bit.
The other guy looked like got a couple shots in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually Willie's helmet went flying off. These guys are, you know, we've seen it a million times. They're beating each other with no gloves, and they're hitting each other's helmets.
I know.
It's so dumb.
Crushing their knuckles.
Crushing their hands.
Yeah.
Willie's helmet goes flying off, and he's still, now eventually he gets the better of it and gets on top of the guy. He gets a few shots in.
Right.
But when he got up, Willie's face, you could tell, was pummeled
popped
a little bit. Yeah.
He'd been in a scrap.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I don't know if that was the first or second fight. That was, I think, in the second period.
These guys are warriors, man.
Yeah. Here's a big problem, I would think, if I was just looking at statistics with the Washington Capitals.
Yeah.
They lead the NHL in minor penalties. So they had a streak of 3 in under 5 minutes in the second period, and that's when the Flyers took over. They commit too many penalties. They lead the NHL in minor penalties, so you're constantly on the penalty kill.
Oh, they do. I didn't realize that. Yeah.
And also on the opposite side of that, last night, 0-for-5 on the power play.
That hurts.
I mean, it's just, if you can't convert 1 out of 5,
so who else scored besides
you're
Lars?
Most of those games.
Lars scored the first. Who scored the second one? We don't know. Lars, by the way, I believe having
check
a career year.
Cakes is
he
gonna is check.
He's on the
career
verge
year.
Yeah,
maybe 37 points.
I didn't
like
see
that
the start of the game. I had a meeting at my daughter's high school, a parents meeting.
Corona
for
meeting.
No, it's parents meeting for softball. I mean, softball's already started. They got a scrimmage tomorrow. It's going to be 45 degrees, 30-mile-per-hour winds. First scrimmage tomorrow.
By the way, Hathaway scored the second
game. Yeah,
Hathaway.
But I didn't see I remember that.
The start of the game. Did they come out with some energy?
I think the start was fine. They were up one zippy. Like I said, for me, I didn't watch the whole game because I had to put the little one to sleep, and I ended up falling asleep on the floor. But I saw they were up one zippy. Dylan has a penalty. That's in the second period. And then the Flyers scored their first one, and that was after a controversial non-goal. Mm-hmm. Like, the Flyers thought they scored, and I think even the announcers said that it looked like the puck crossed the line. But they ended up calling it a no goal, and then they scored thereafter, and then they took over. And like I said, a lot of it turns in a 5-minute period where the Caps were just committing minor penalties.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that either until I read the article. They're number one in the league in minor penalties. To me, that would seem to be an issue. But and then they added a guy, and he might be good, but they added a guy
who's known for penalties. He loves it.
He basically
it's like his bedroom.
You know what he should do? He shouldn't have bought a house. Just live in the penalty box.
Put a mattress and a pillow and a nice warm blanket, a heavy blanket.
Bring all your stuff from San Jose and live in the penalty box. And when you're not there, you're out on the ice.
Yeah.
There you go. Problem solved. Yeah, but that's something that clearly Coach Reardon and his staff, they're going to be drilling down on over the next 16 games of the regular season and into the playoffs, how to tidy up the penalties. You can't just keep committing penalties at this rate. I think you're going to make a deep run. You're just not.
No, you can't. No. Yeah, I didn't realize that. That's we got to ask Alan about that. I mean, they got to shore that thing up real quick. 16 games to do it. Today is one of those days that I really look forward to because it's going to be a nice day.
Okay.
It's going to be
nice as yesterday.
Not a little cooler, but I mean, yesterday was beautiful.
Yeah. Right, what are the parameters? Nice day. What's next?
Going to play golf.
Okay. Golf date.
If you're a basketball fan, it's a conference tournament bonanza. It starts at noon today.
Okay.
All right. So you got conference tournament. You like to bet on basketball. Mm-hmm. It's all day.
It's
all
a
night.
Bonanza.
Like probably 50 games.
Yeah.
Then you got Bay Hill. Got the API, the Arnold Palmer Invitational.
Yes.
All right. That's they tee off at 6:45
for the golf nerds. Get your picks in.
Right. And then so you got college hoops, golf. And then tonight you got Bounce Back Thursday.
That's right. Caps in New York City to take on the Rangers with Sammy in between the pipes. Yep.
So you got nothing but sports and gambling all day long, Bickle.
It sounds fantastic. Sounds like your kind of day.
Yep.
We're and getting closer. Way, how many weeks away are we from Augusta? What are we about?
April 9th.
So we're about a month away.
April 9th is round one.
That's when I have like a 4-day, I don't know how to explain this. It's like I'm taking Blue Chew for 4 days.
Right. Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, you can't really wear sweatpants around the house.
Yeah, no.
It's probably a bad idea.
I need like Spanx.
Yes. Yeah.
Or those tights that Drabby was wearing under his golf shorts.
Right. Maybe he can loan you a pair.
Right. I totally just shamed him.
His look.
Yeah, but before that, you got API this week. You got the players next week.
Yeah.
All right. You've got a WGC event in Austin.
I hope Tiger plays the players. I know he wants to.
He's got to, right?
He's been stiff.
I know. He doesn't like to play three in a row. He's not going to play Valspar, I wouldn't think. Then you got Valero the week before. He won't play that. Yeah, April 9th is round one.
I think
one.
He said he's going to try to play 12 events all year.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
If his back lets him do it.
Yeah.
But Mr. Valdez, it's an all-day sports bonanza.
Was it live groups go off at like 7 o'clock on PJ Live?
Yeah, I gotta get my golf match.
I don't even look at the field when Tiger's not playing. Is it still a strong field? Because it's Arnold's event.
API is always strong.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, but like last week wasn't that strong.
No, it was one of the lesser tournaments of the year.
Yeah,
I've got.
Yeah, that's gonna dissuade me from watching this year.
Just root for
field, not that
root
strong.
Root for Bryson. Root for Patty Reed.
Those are your guys.
Root for Tommy Fleetwood. Root for Sungjae Im. Root for those guys.
I hope all their titleists find the
Jason,
bottom of the pond.
I hope that Maverick McNeely steps in a hole and breaks his ankle.
Does your book
that's not very nice.
Have college lacrosse lines? Because, you know, sports betting is just off the charts now. Somebody was sending me some of the lines.
Yeah.
I'm pretty dialed in on college lacrosse.
Okay, hold
some
on.
Lax picks?
I might be able to help you.
Hold on a second.
Possibly.
You know, Pete, obviously. He's got hockey boy.
Pete is dialed in. But I'm pretty dialed in on some, not all those teams, but you know, a decent number of them.
Okay, hold on a second.
While he efforts that, should mention on the show today, we're going to talk a little NFL draft. Austin Gale's going to join us. He's a senior draft analyst for Pro Football Focus. He's going to join us at 7:20. We mentioned Alan May. We'll talk some Caps hockey with him at 8:20. Billy Ripken's going to be on the show at 9 o'clock today. And Kendrick Perkins, who covers the NBA for radio.com. There was a nice back and forth, I guess, between Luka, Kristaps Porzingis, Zion, Lonzo Ball.
Are we going to ask Kendrick Perkins about his back and forth with KD?
Yeah,
on,
we can do
Twitter.
That. So we will
no
talk
lacrosse
to
lines on my site.
Oh, really?
Sorry, I got nothing for you.
Well, it's fine. I was just going to try to give you some of my expert
if you knew anything
picks.
About soccer, every soccer game in the world is offered.
Right.
Every single one, but no lacrosse.
Wow.
All right. Again, it is Open Line Thursday. You want to chime in? 800-636-1067. Junkies, coming right back.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on an Open Line Thursday. Going to open up the Junkie Sports page here momentarily. Let's sneak in a couple of phone calls.
All right, boys. Let me see here. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, what's up, buddy? You're on with the
what's
jokes.
What's up, fellas?
How are you?
Hey, I think the problem with the Caps is they're bottom four defensemen. I think they really miss Orpik and Niskanen. And they miss some stay-at-home forwards that could move the puck in their own defensive zone.
See, it's funny, but like Orpik couldn't have been getting killed more by the fan base toward the end of his career, even though
and
he helped.
Now they miss him.
Now it's like, oh, yeah, Brooks Orpik's gone. You need Brooks Orpik. And I understand where he's coming from with the call, but Caps fans, and I know that he's not a Caps fan, they can never be happy.
I love him in Pittsburgh. He was great in Pittsburgh. And he's. I think he works with the defenseman now. I'm not sure if he's on the staff or not.
I think you're right. I think he
might be like a consultant.
I think you're right. I think he is working with the guys.
I think that's probably part of the equation. That's why they brought in a new defenseman,
sure.
In Dylan.
That's why, like every other game, Coach Reardon is scratching a different defenseman. He's trying out, you know, different, you know, lineups, matchups,
different combos.
Yeah, I mean, he's
lately Coach Reardon and Mark Turgeon not getting a lot of sleep.
Probably not.
I can't imagine.
Probably not a ton. Yeah.
And I know that they want to put a lot of it on the defense. I'm sure a lot of it's on the defense. But when you just look at statistics, Holtby's having a bad year.
Right, but do you think all of a sudden he sucks? He's just something. I think might be off. Might be off.
Can't put it all on defensemen.
Yeah, but you can't put it all on Holtby either.
I'm not saying I am.
Yeah.
I think he's having a down year. He just is.
All right, let's go to Joe in Baltimore. Joe, what's up? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. It's Open Line Thursday. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Hey, I need your guys' help. I need you guys to get in your DeLorean and go back in time and tell me when I was wrong in my sports life.
All right.
So I used to be always a big NBA fan growing up in the early 90s, even into the late 90s. I loved watching it. Now, with this game, the players are just as cool. But to me, it's just an unwatchable product with all the threes and dunks. But like, when did this happen?
You're speaking his language.
You're talking to me, buddy. I've been complaining about this for at least a decade. I think it's just that when the three just become ubiquitous and everybody's shooting it, you got Joel Embiid out there shooting it. We have Jan Mahinmi shooting it.
Well, which should never happen.
Honestly, I blame Steph Curry. Because Steph Curry came in and just started hitting these 45-footers with regularity,
but
and everybody just mimicked it.
It's personal taste because I think it's as good as ever, especially when you watch rivalries. And I love watching, like, Damian Lillard's probably my favorite player to watch in the NBA. he pulls up from deep and just has a nasty game because he can pull up from there and then he can take it to the basket and dunk on you. It depends on your preference.
Joe, let me ask you this. Are you interested in the playoffs? I know the regular season can be kind of boring, but are you interested in the playoffs?
I'll watch the finals and peep a score. But when I was – maybe it was because I was a kid. Every Sunday, NBA on NBC was on, and I loved watching that just as much as football.
Yeah.
I mean, and obviously zero defense now. Like, they played defense back then. I remember that. But it's just unwatchable, and I'll watch the finals, but I try watching a Wizards game or something like that. I just can't do it.
Well, you know what? It starts in high school. The high school game has changed so much.
Yeah.
Right? So now kids, it's just up and down. And it's shooting threes.
There's no half court.
All right, so and then it translates into college, right? And you got the stretch fours. Everyone's shooting threes. Big guys are shooting threes. That obviously continues into the NBA. The game's just changed. You can say it's evolved or devolved. I don't know.
There's almost no such thing as a bad shot anymore. They justify it. If it's a three, they think it's fine.
Oh, like you saw a bad shot now in the NBA?
I know. It's just a foot inside the three.
Yeah, so I get a 20-foot. Two-point shot.
Yeah, you saw LeBron basically pull up from half court yesterday. It wasn't like a end-of-the-quarter shot, end-of-the-shot clock. He was just dribbling up and pulled up, and he knocked it down. I'll just say, I watched the playoffs last year, right? Raptors won the finals. There were some great series. You're right about the regular season, but I think that's always kind of been the case.
No, I enjoy for the regular season. You're a bigger NBA mark than me. I'm a college guy. I mean, I love watching small-time college, you know, conference tournaments. I'll watch Air Force San Diego State today. I'll watch Winthrop. I'll watch all those games. Right, because they're one and doners.
Right,
they're one and done.
You know the exact moment where I guess it became unwatchable is when the math nerds like Haralbus Vulgaris, he started arguing the fact how the corner three was the best shot in the game.
Then
everyone started listening, and then everyone started looking for a corner three. Then everyone started doing the math and realizing that a three is better than a two, anyways.
Yeah.
And then that's when the downfall began.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't like it.
That's
I like
old school.
It's a downfall.
But inside outside
JP
basketball.
JP is more of an NBA mark. He'll watch regular season, you know, West Coast hoops and watch press conferences and stay up until the morning. I can't do that, but I do like the playoffs.
Look, I didn't watch the game last night, but I would have had a lot of interest in the Dallas Mavericks Pelicans game because interested in watching Zion. They're actually going to be probably a pretty good young up and coming team. Lonzo Ball actually put up 27 yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, threes, yeah.
And, you know, he had a double-double. I think he had 11 assists. So they're kind of an exciting team.
He was a bricklayer in college.
Yes, and I don't think he's shooting particularly well this year. He's shooting around 40%.
Yeah, I think he certainly has improved.
But I like the duo of Doncic and Porzingis, who both went 30-10. I believe Doncic had a triple-double over 30 points again. He does that on the regular. So I think there are a lot of really good players who are fun to watch. Just depends.
That's Blue Chew for JP, is Euros that come over and pair up and play for the Mavericks together. That gets him all
steamy. Yeah, I'm not really a huge Porzingis guy. Like, Trae Young's another guy. Watch Trae Young play. He dribbles through guys' legs on the regular.
Yeah.
Fun guy to watch.
I mean, they're great athletes. Shooting has evolved.
Lonzo Ball shooting 38% from threes this year. He was 32% last year.
That's better than Bradley Beal.
I mean, he's improved big time. Now, he only shoots 40% from floor, but 38% from threes.
Look up Bradley Beal's three-point percentage. And I'm not saying that Lonzo Ball is a better three-point shooter than Bradley Beal. And Bradley Beal this year has had a lot of pressure on him. But I think Bradley Beal is not shooting 38% from threes. I might be mistaken.
Probably 34-35% maybe.
I think he's having
Drabby, what
were
we
going to
say?
Shooting.
You want to defend your NBA?
Well, no, but it's changed so much. It's hard to watch a lot of times.
You agree.
Well, Trae Young's a great player. I just find no joy in watching him for some
reason. Well, why would you watch the Hawks? They're a god-awful team.
It's not just watching that. Just even watching the highlights that everyone's freaking out about. Launching, even Lillard, I love the Blazers, just launching, watching guys launch three-pointers from 32 feet in the third quarter of a game drives me crazy, but it's the game now. So
I think people are turned off by it because anyone can just shoot a ball, right? There's not that much. I mean, obviously it takes skill to make, you know, 7 out of 10, but I'm just saying you can go in your driveway and shoot a ball. You can go to a gym and just shoot a ball.
And much NBA ratings are tanking, in case you haven't noticed. They're circling the drain.
Yeah, it's hard to
not good.
It's hard to evaluate that because most everybody's ratings go down, right?
Yeah.
Every year. I mean, even the NFL has a little bit.
There's just so much to watch.
Beal's shooting 34.5% from beyond the arc.
All right, not horrible.
So he's 4% behind Lonzo Ball.
It's kind of strange.
Well, he's also the guy who's taken all the shots.
Yeah.
He had a bad game yesterday, scored 29 points.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting how that's all going to work out next year when you get John back in the equation. Let's go to Andre in Manassas. Andre, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So, listen, I think this whole corona hysteria is a bit absurd, but it is what it is. My question to you, specifically since you're one of the biggest sports fans, you got the Masters coming up, you got the Olympics coming up, you got Augusta coming up, you got the Euro coming up, you have the NFL draft coming up. Any thoughts or concerns any of these things may get canceled due to the corona hysteria? And what would happen if, say, example, the draft were
well, what they could do is just not have fans. They could still have the events.
They're talking about it with the Olympics. I know I'd be shocked if they canceled the Olympics. They're not going to cancel the Masters. What was the other one? The NFL draft.
Why not? Why wouldn't they cancel the Masters if this hysteria is going on like the way it is right now?
No, I just believe it's too big of an event in this country. It would have to be at a really bad level, real high level at that time for them to cancel.
I don't think that some of these things will get canceled. I think what they'll do is they just won't invite fans. So you know, you could have the Masters with nobody there.
Yeah, I would still be very surprised.
Put it this way, in Washington County, and I think that as we're getting more information, it's great. Like there's a Harvard doctor that's come out and he said he thinks it's not anywhere near as deadly as the World Health Organization's number. There are a lot of people that say this because obviously they haven't diagnosed people with mild symptoms, right? And that the great test for this is that Diamond Princess. We're only like 0.08% of the patients died, like 7 out of 3,700.
On the cruise ship.
Yeah, so that's a great litmus test for what the real death rate is on it, which is, you know, horrible anytime anybody dies from a virus, but it's, in the grand scheme of things, not that bad. But still, in Washington County, where they've had 9 deaths because of this nursing home, where these poor elderly people are sitting ducks.
Washington County is where?
In Washington State.
Okay.
Drab should know
well. All 2.2 million residents have been urged to work from home. 22,000 students are home for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody over 60 is told to stay inside. That's just one county.
Right.
And I don't think there's any getting away. It's going to hit everybody. And there's going to be somebody in Montgomery County. It's only a matter of time. It's either going to be at noon today or 3 p.m. today. Or noon tomorrow, somebody in Montgomery County is going to have it. Guys in Loudoun County are going to have it. And it's going to be pervasive. And then I really believe, it doesn't mean we're all going to die, but I really believe that things are going to be shut down for a while because they're just going to try to keep the numbers as slow as they can.
Because it's so contagious.
Because, it's fairly contagious. And you just want to try to protect. Like, if I get it, I'll probably survive it, of course, right? I got 99% chance.
If you get it, you're going to go to the doctor. They're going to give you some meds. They're going to tell you to go home. They're going to tell you.
Well, they really can't even really give you any meds.
Well, they'll give you something. The doctors are giving these guys something.
Well, something to deal with the fever.
Stay hydrated.
Correct.
Right.
But here's the thing.
Your body's going to fight it off.
Correct. But here's the thing. But then I'm going to give it to my mother. So they're trying to avoid that.
I get it. You don't.
That's what they're trying to avoid. Right.
I get it.
Me giving it to my father-in-law. Me giving it to my mother. Me. You know what I'm saying? Me giving it to my neighbor.
I'm with you there.
So that's why they're doing all this.
Keep it contained in your house.
But I don't think they're going to start canceling huge events because of it.
Well, you saw in Italy, right? What was it, Italy? Where all
Italy,
the games.
I think they shut down all
no
the
fans.
Schools and universities. Said, you're finished.
Yeah, stay home.
And I think the games,
but
no fans.
I kind of sleep on Italy. I mean, it's Italy.
Well, those, right? No, but that's like all that's happening here is what's going to happen
cities,
here.
They got complete cities underwater. I mean, it's Italy.
Yeah.
All right. I've been to Italy. It's basically third world. I mean, everything's 5 million years old.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I sleep
right,
on Italy.
But it's not
this
just
is
Italy.
The number
I
one
snooze
seed.
On Italy,
this
too.
This is the number one seed.
Of course
no
it
doubt.
Is.
No doubt. All right. But just, I think they're going to try to keep the numbers low.
Yeah, all right.
So be prepared. All right, let's go to Rick. Rick, what's up?
Rick.
What's up, Rick?
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, this is Vic. I'm Vic, by the way, from Whitewash. I talked to you guys before. Hey, how come it isn't a basketball game? All through all the years I've watched, it always goes down to the last 2 or 3 minutes of the game to decide the score.
Vic.
So you could actually just flip it on the last 4 minutes or so to watch the game.
It's called parody.
This is the oldest take.
And I mean, it's not always the case.
It's not always the case, but
majority of the time.
Because you could say the same thing about football.
Well, I would say basketball in general has become a tighter game because the talent's just spread out. That's just in the college game. NBA game, The Nets lost by 40 last night.
Right. That game was over long before the last 3 minutes.
But I think he's got a point in terms of college hoops. I think you're seeing a lot of real tight games in college hoops down the stretch just because I just think that there's more talent being dispersed. It's different than it was back in the 90s. But NBA game, I think, is just a crapshoot.
I think you can make the argument in the NFL, most games are decided by a possession.
I'll go with that.
There are some blowouts.
Yeah.
But a lot of times the games are within one score.
Right.
So you could say those come down to the end.
Yeah.
Basketball just maybe feels different because you have the shot clock and can hit a shot.
The Wiz game did not come down to the last two or three minutes. They got blown out.
Yeah.
Blown out.
Didn't pay attention to that game. I just saw the final score and said, ah, not surprised. I just saw that Coach Brooks was bitter at Thomas Bryant.
I think he's bitter at mostly everybody in that locker room.
Yeah, but apparently he called out Thomas Bryant.
Right.
We did. What did he say? Can you find the audio of that during the break, Valdez? See if you can. Of Coach Brooks all pissed.
Was he upset at Thomas Bryant because he hasn't responded to JP when JP got in line with him on the show at Nationals Park during the Nats playoff run?
Haven't really done a follow-up on that case. Yeah,
nuh-uh. I'm really surprised by that.
I'll try and find it.
See if you can find it. Valdez is looking. He's efforting. See if he can find that when we come back. Also, when we come back, I know we got a bunch of guests, right? And we have like three or four guests today.
My kind of show.
Yeah, it's your kind of show. I want to give you a little update, though, when I went to Golfdom to get fitted for a new driver.
Buddy Christensen's my boy.
I want to give you a little update on that scenario. I basically took a walk of shame home.
Also, I want to find out what happened at the Cakes Classic last night because Mr. Cakes played until midnight.
I did, MGM. Yes.
Oh, is that right?
That's correct.
It was fruitless, though?
Let's find out.
Yeah, I played poker till midnight.
Can you cash in that event by midnight? What time did the event start?
Oh, he doesn't have to cash in
7:15.
I know from tweets. There's something else you could do if you get bounced out of the event.
Oh, you get another high hand.
I mean, I'm not giving anything away. I'm just saying I played poker until midnight.
What? I'm asking questions.
Not you, Rick. JP just told the whole story. What's the point in even
I didn't tell
in
any story
segment?
At all.
I wasn't even listening. What did he say?
You just insinuated that he probably hit a high hand. But I want to hear about it.
Either.
I want to hear about it.
We'll
all right.
See.
When we come back, I'll give you the Golfdom story, and then the Cakes hitting, you know, taking home another 5 G's, I'm sure.
Probably.
Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We'll get to the NFL draft coming up at 7:20 with Austin Gale. senior draft analyst for Pro Football Focus. Mm-hmm. We'll get back to the Caps at 8:20 with Alan May. We open up the show talking about their loss to the Flyers. Mm-hmm. But Cakes was at MGM National Harbor last night.
I was, yes.
For the Cakes Classic.
Correct. Yesterday was kind of a weird, just weird day all around.
Like, did you go straight after the show?
No. I went home because I'd been in, you know, West Palm for the last few days. I'm going to at least have it like
to show your face.
Just show the face at home.
I mean, the tournament didn't start till 7.
Tournament didn't start till 7. But you still have to get there, you know, like you have to head out on the beltway at like 4:30, 4:45. Right. You just have to give yourself some time. So I'm not even like a quarter of the way. I'm like on a backup on one of the ramps, like where like 495 hits 95 off the ICC. And I hear this noise coming from my car. I was like, it was over the radio. Like, and I listened to the radio kind of loud. Hmm. So I was like, what's going on with the car? And then
which
I remember
100 cars are you driving?
This is my 2016 Cherokee.
Okay.
The one that I'm currently driving most days. Mm-hmm. A few days ago, I hit some debris on the highway. And it caused like the undercarriage, like the plastic undercarriage of the vehicle to tear loose.
Uh-oh, you're dragging and, your and undercarriage?
It's dragging and it's making the loudest sound on the planet. Just imagine like having, I don't know, 100 forks attached to the bottom of your car and scraping the asphalt as you drive. So tilting. So my plan yesterday was to go to MGM National Harbor, valet the car, so that I could bring out some of the money and not worry about, you know, carrying a bunch of money in my car. I get it valeted. I've got the money in my pocket. I don't have to dodge the donks in the garage if there are any. Couldn't do it because I couldn't pull the car up to the valet. It would have been too embarrassing.
Oh, really?
With the noise coming out of the car.
You decided to drive the rest of your trip from the ICC all the way to MGM National Harbor.
No, I was past that point. I was like in College Park, basically.
Okay, but that's still that's 30 miles still to go.
But I'm past the point of no return. I'm not.
Well, you didn't want to stop at a gas station to see if somebody could do something?
What can they do? I need to take it to get serviced.
It's got to go into the shop.
Right. It's going to the shop today. It's going to Farish today as soon as the show is done.
So you just dealt with that noise
the whole
way. So
that was weird. Dealt with it the whole way. Cranked the radio up as loud as I could to kind of drown it out.
Yeah, I don't know what I would have done.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Look
so I thought I would have been in a panic. So I would have been panicky.
Sure. So I said, valet, you're finished. Not going to take money out of the safety deposit box. I'm just going to do my regular thing. So I sit down and get ready for the tournament. Tournament director comes up to me. He's like, hey, Cakes, can I talk to you for a second? I'm like, this is kind of weird. Oh, sure. He's like, we've had a few concerns. And I heard that. I was like, whoa, what's going on here? Like, you guys going to pull
the plug
out of the tournament? Did I do something weird like in the last tournament? He said, nothing major. We've had a few complaints from some of the players over the last few tournaments, and I think it's a valid complaint that I guess some players don't feel like they're getting a fair shot at my bounty.
Because you're at one table.
I'm at one table for the majority of the tournament.
Right, right.
Unless I make it to the final table.
Oh, my God. They want more guys to take shots at you.
Yeah, but I said that's fine. So the plan was every two levels or so, we're going to move you from table 25 to table 28.
By the way, that's a disadvantage to you because you're going to a whole new table. You don't know the dynamic.
That's fine. I just want it to be a fun event.
I know. You don't care.
Coming out.
Still.
So I was like, Chris, sounds like a great idea. Sounds awesome. So I'm figuring, okay, I'm going to get moved from table to table. Well, that would have been if I had made it past the second level of the tournament.
Right.
I've never been eliminated with a quickness like I was last night.
So how
second
long were
level
you there?
Is half hour?
No, they're 20-minute levels.
20 minutes.
I was eliminated
less than an hour.
Less than an hour. Like 34 minutes. I was knocked out of the tournament.
That's less than an hour, isn't it?
Yes. It is less than an hour. Sorry if I'm being nitpicky.
Yeah, I was way off on that.
But I got it. I got all my chips in with a pair and a flush draw. Actually, a gutter ball straight flush draw. I was kind of grasping.
All right, some people don't know what gutter ball means.
It means I'm drawing to an inside straight.
All right, nobody knows. They don't know what that means.
I'm drawing to. How about it doesn't matter.
You had a decent chance to win
a
hand, and you lost a hand.
I had a pair and a decent draw.
Yeah.
Inside straight's
not a
great
draw.
It's a marginal draw.
Because when I got it in with the villain,
yeah,
he flipped over a higher diamond draw than I had.
Yeah.
So if any diamond hits outside of the eight of diamonds, oh, which by the way, he had in his hand,
yeah, right.
He's going to scoop the pot.
Right,
he rivers
so
a king and knocks me out.
Bottom line is, you said before in the previous segment you played till midnight.
Yeah, because I got knocked out at 8:15. So I was like,
you just got there.
I'm not going to bed.
I'm not going to go watch Caps get pwned in my room by myself. I'm going to go to the cash game.
Right.
Go to the cash game, sit down with 500, and it was one of the weirdest cash game sessions I've ever been involved in. Like, every hand I had was upped by a better hand. Mm-hmm. Like, if I had ace-king and an ace-flops, oh, well, somebody flopped a set of, like, sevens.
Yeah. Right.
Or I have top two pair on the board, jack-king-seven on the board, guy flops a set of sevens, and I lose 80-100 bucks.
Just late, one of those nights.
Later in the night, I get involved in a hand with a guy who flips over his cards with one card left to come.
Yeah. It was just one of those nights, bro.
Just one of those nights.
But you've had nights where everything's hitting.
Yeah, but last night was not that night.
Correct.
Hmm. So you lost your 500?
I got tuned up for 400 bucks. And then at midnight I said,
look,
it's bedtime.
OAR wrote a song about what happened to you last night.
Crazy game of poker. Exactly. It's one of the standards of their set.
Now,
no doubt about
you go,
it.
And next month you might play until 1 in the morning, final table,
it was just
make a couple thousand.
It was a weird night overall.
Yeah.
Well, it's all good. It's fine.
I had a weird afternoon because
you're
after,
still rich, by the way.
After the show, I had an appointment with the people at Golfdom.
Very
Buddy,
good.
Buddy's amazing to the junks. And asked me a couple months ago if I wanted the new TaylorMade Sim driver to just come on down and we'll get you dialed in.
Yeah. Hottest driver on the market.
It's when I made my ill-fated Sims in.
Right.
Nobody laughed. Nobody.
So I was kind of excited about it. I've been super busy. It had been hard for me to get out there, but yesterday was the day. So I get out there. I meet my man Nick, who is an amazing club fitter over there. And this is what he does. And
he's a club fitter by trade.
Well, that's his whole thing. Mm-hmm. Guys come out there and he fits you up and dials you in, right? Usually within an hour, you're straight. And he did that with my irons, and I got my irons dialed in. But I can't get my drive. I don't hit a driver typically. The one I do hit, I had it cut down to like a 3-wood length. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to bore people with it. But the longer the club, the harder it is for me to hit consistently.
Right.
I have a slide that everyone has in their swing, and you know, any amateur has. And long story short, I had the greatest technology at my fingertips. The best technology in the world at my fingertips. And I could not dial in a club. We tried everything. Everything. And I finally just looked at him and said, I can't do it.
What do you mean you couldn't dial it in? You just couldn't hit the
way
you wanted?
I can't hit it consistently. The longer the club gets.
Right.
I was actually hitting my 15-year-old driver better because I have that dialed in. I've grooved my swing around it. It's shorter.
Right.
And I can hit it consistently. The other one, it's just too long. My swing gets too long. My body starts moving too much. I'm just a mess the longer the club gets. And
you're his white whale.
I basically said, you know what? I'm wasting your time. Thank you.
You had to punt.
It's an amazing club.
How long were you there?
About a little over an hour. Mm. And I was drenched in sweat.
Hey, good work.
I had 400 swings. Drenched in sweat. I handed him his club. I shook
400.
His hand. And I told Valdez, I felt like I was in a gangbang. And about 100 dudes just had their way with me. I had my head down. And I was holding my heels. And I was just walking to my car.
You walked out of Golfdom without ordering the specs on a new sim.
Correct.
You couldn't stick with your old driver.
I have to get my swing figured out before I can't hit those long modern drivers. I can't. My swing is just too okie dokie.
Right.
I can't do it. I just can't hit it consistently. I was hitting my old poo-poo better. And they're like, if you could just figure it out, you're going to crush the ball. Because I'm using 15-year-old technology that is garbage.
Were you hooking it, slicing it, just topping it? What were you doing to it?
I hook everything. I flip my hands to compensate for my slide. But I got it figured out kind of with my old hoops. But the modern technology, I can't take advantage of the technology. And I walked out of there.
In 2020, you really got to take advantage of it.
And I seriously felt like about 100 dudes just had their way with me. And I just put my head down. And I was just shamed.
Sorry, NBC Sports Washington.
Couldn't they just cut down the shaft?
Yeah, but that's kind of what's the point. Like, guys, like, you're hitting a 3-wood. By the way, my swing speed and everything goes up dramatically with the modern technology. You know, my smash factor, all that goes up significantly, but I can't hit it.
Smash
factor is everything, Cage.
Yeah, it is.
If you say so,
it has to do with
I'm
your
going
swing
to have
speed,
to believe you.
Your ball speed, your launch angle, all that stuff.
You want to? If you get a 1.5 smash factor, you're pummeling the ball.
Really?
Yeah.
I probably have a 0.005 smash factor.
Oh yeah, they don't. It doesn't even register.
some of my balls weren't even registering with this long ass club. I was hitting underneath it. I was hitting it off the heel. I hit a Callaway Chrome. So I posted a picture of it. I cracked the ball in half.
Did you?
Oh yeah, modern golf ball.
Hulk smash.
Oh yeah, I've never seen the inside of a golf ball before, other than one that's been run over by like a mower.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that mower was my poo poo swing.
Well, you just got to figure it out. I mean, amateur players like us, our swings are so different. From shot to shot, our swings can be different. So it's just harder. You'll figure it out.
I just walked out of there.
Just go back. If you went back today and did it again, I bet you'd hit the ball better.
No, because when I got dialed in for my irons, it all ended when I got my driver out again. I couldn't get – that's two times in a row I've been unsuccessful.
You might have just a mental block.
No. It's the longer the club gets, the looser my swing gets, and the more it accentuates all my issues.
Okay, but I'm saying you can fix that. You just got to work on it.
He told me this guy that Valdez's boy, he said he thought in 20 minutes – this guy is a John Eisman. He's got an academy out there at Laurel Hill. He said he could fix you in 20 minutes.
Go to him.
Probably will if he hooks me.
Oh, yeah. Look, and I always beg for stuff. That's funny.
Probably will if I
it's
get
called it. Hypocrisy.
If I get an email, probably will. Hey, listen, I'm not against hooks. I love hooks.
Except off the tee.
No, I'm stunned at Jason's ability to foster hooks for 20 years. That's all. I'm just stunned at your ability to do it. Once you get a hook, you never let it go.
I don't hook the ball.
No. I'm saying a hookup.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you were still talking about the swings.
No.
Sorry. He just slices it.
My swing's pretty dialed in now.
Yeah.
But the technology has helped it.
Mine's not. The technology's unbelievable, and I can't take advantage of it.
Yeah.
You're still the one length guy?
One length. I got my speed zones coming. They've been manufactured as we speak.
Right. I mean, you should have seen how bad I was.
That's all right. You'll get over it.
I walked out of there so shamed.
At 10 o'clock, you won't even be thinking about it.
All right. You teased the Junkie Sports page earlier. What do you got, Jason?
I think we should revisit the Caps.
Okay.
We'll get a little NBA action in there because Zion did play the Mavs last night. We'll talk some college hoops. There's just a clown who's a sports bettor who's making threats to everybody.
Yeah,
he's
what's
just
he doing?
An idiot. And we're going to talk about that.
That Pats guy or whatever? Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know. We got to talk about
that. He's a sports bettor. Shocker.
He's a sports bettor, and people are losing him money, so he threatens them.
We'll talk
about that. But there's a lot going on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.